Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Are you fired up? Are you fired up? 2016. It's January 4th. It's Monday, your fun day. Every day that ends in Y is my day. Say it with me. Every day that ends in Y is my day. Do you own it? Do you believe it? Every day that ends in Y is my day. Say that when you start every single day for the next 366. It's leap year days of 2016, guys. I am fired up, focused, laser focused like the lion in the wilderness, staring at the wounded caribou, hopping around on three legs, frothing at the mouth, waiting to go after my kill for 2016. I am going to be smarter. I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to be wealthier. I'm going to eliminate bad, toxic relationships. I'm going to attract amazing people into my life and build the best networks possible. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to earn more, because inside the word learn is earn. I'm going to learn to be a receiver of good things. I'm not going to focus on what I don't want, because that puts that toxic thought into my mind. Guys, this is your year. Come on, say it with me. This is my year. This is the year that I do everything that I've talked about and talked about and talked about and thought about and dreamed about. Treadmill thoughts, shower thoughts, long walk thoughts, those daydreaming times. Man, this is where you do it. How about it? Sam Crowley? How about that for an intro? You excited? Hey, where you been, Sam? You took a couple of weeks off. You know what? Let me tell you where I've been. I've been fat, sick, and nearly dead. Fat, sick, and nearly dead. Now, I exaggerate slightly. The nearly dead part, eh, not so much. Fat and sick? Absolutely, man. Absolutely. December was a very challenging month, and I want to share exactly what happened. Can I share with you, champion? Will you allow me to share with you today, over the series of a number of podcasts, why December of 2015 went out like a lamb for yours truly? But aren't you the Every Day is Saturday guy? Don't you have all the answers? Hells to the no! Are you kidding me? I don't have all the answers, but I'm telling you what, I am the crash test dummy, the entrepreneurial guinea pig. I'm willing to try anything one time to report back to you what doesn't work so you don't make the same mistakes I do. Now, 2015 didn't end that badly. Had an amazing time speaking in Palm Springs the first week of the month, Orlando the second week of the month. I mean, seriously, pinch me and wake me up from this amazing dream I've been on since I quit my job and gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, which included a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, which included being mocked, ridiculed, made fun of by all the people that had a job. The J-O-B, the journey of the broke, jump out of bed, the just over broke. Yep, don't make fun of you, man. They'll make fun of you, the Kohiki crabs dragging you back into the can to make sure that you don't try anything that they certainly didn't have the balls to try in their life. You'll run into that, but it's been an amazing ride for the better part of 10 years now, going on 11 years. And let me tell you something, man, at the ripe old age, at 47 and a half, I feel better than I did at 18. I've got bigger dreams than I did at 18. But 2015, the last couple months, here's what happened, because maybe this has happened to you. If not, over the holiday season this past year, maybe it's happened to you, or it's going to happen. Guys, there's peaks and valleys in every journey. Health, wealth, relationships. You make the valleys just a little bit higher each time so you don't crash and fall. And you don't pitch a tent there. You're going to go through the valley. When you go on a hike and you want to go to the mountaintop and you go down to a valley, do you say, hey, you know what? Let's pitch a tent and stay here for 99% of the time. No sense in spending any time on that mountaintop, you know? And oh, by the way, it's important you bring people to the mountaintop with you. There is no fun in standing at the top of the mountain looking down by yourself. You enjoy it much more when you bring people along for the ride. And that's what you can do. As the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, you bring people, you raise them up with you. And you have so much more fun. I mean, seriously, what are you going to do? Take a bath in your dollar bills? Come on, man, that sucks. That ain't life. And when you have the valleys, don't go through them alone either. After I got back from Orlando, even while I was traveling, it was tough because our baby girl, Susan, had not been sleeping at all. She's been battling a double ear infection for literally over a month now. It looks like she's probably going to have tubes in her ears, which for a kid who's been through what she's been through, being born at 24 weeks and weighing a pound and going on a ventilator and tracheostomy tube and all that stuff, hell, double ear, bring on the tube. She's thinking, that it? Just put them in my ears. Let's go. Let's rock this thing. But when she doesn't sleep, mama doesn't sleep, daddy doesn't sleep. And you know when mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Let me tell you a rule to live by in any marriage. Keep mama happy. Repeat after me, guys. Keep mama happy. And the women out there, you're married, you know that rule. And look, it's just the golden rule of marriage. I've been married 18 years now. It is the golden rule. Be 19 years at the end of next month. Keep mama happy. All right? So our baby sleeps in the same room, and she's hooked to a ventilator and a pulse ox monitor that monitors the saturation levels in her lungs and her heart rate. You don't need to know how that all works. Just think of alarms going off. Just think of when, you know, when your alarm goes off and you hit the snooze button in the morning, you're like, oh, I put that. There ain't no snooze button on a ventilator. Okay, it goes off, it goes off. And because she's been a little ill, we hadn't been slept. Literally the entire month of December, I did not sleep, nor did my wife. My wife way more than myself, but we did not sleep a good, you know, few hours without an interruption. So, you know, then you try to wake up in the morning and you've got three other children. You got to get off to school. And then you've also, you know, I work and my wife works 10 times harder than I do raising our children. And you put all that together. What do you got? You got a recipe for, you know, mediocrity, lethargic, just, I'm thinking of all these words that just, I'm not saying disaster because we're alive, guys. We're breathing every single day. We're taking in breaths of opportunity. But make no mistake, you can't get to the gym. And then the diet goes. So the last 2 weeks of 2015, you wonder where I've been? I've been getting over a massive head cold. Still doing webinars and stuff if you're on my podcast training or you're a personal client of mine. By the way, where's all my perfect clients? Get a lot of emails. Where are you guys at, though? Where are you? The one that hasn't emailed me with the subject line, Sam, I'm your perfect client. I want you to build my brand and teach me how to speak professionally in 2016 so I can make every day Saturday. I want you to take my mess and turn it into a message. Where are you? Hit me up, send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com, and let me know why we should work together starting tomorrow. What's up? Come on, don't be shy. I'm not going to bite. I might even reply. So 2015 ended. I'm pick up on the next show. It ended very difficult, man. I had no energy. I wasn't getting to the gym. I was eating like a college kid on a weekend bender, just firing all the junk food in me. I mean, I probably got to the gym a handful of times, and I wasn't eating well. But when I don't eat well, it's not like pizza and wings. It's just I'm not having the green smoothies every day. And let me tell you, I watched the movie that changed the direction of 2016. See, I was going in a direction at the end of this year, but now I'm going even full speed more in that direction. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Google it if you haven't seen the movie. If you have, hit me up on Twitter. What'd you like best about Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead? It is an amazing documentary I finally watched. My personal coach, Thomas Tadlock, who trains me in nutrition and weight loss and working out. He's a vegan, but he told me a year ago to watch that movie, and I never did. And I wish I would have because it was an amazing, amazing movie. And even though the guy was 400 pounds and another guy was 300 pounds in the movie, by the way, they cured themselves. It's just awesome. It's an hour and a half. It's the best use of 90 minutes you're going to use this week, okay? And you don't need to watch it all at one time. Watch 30, 30, and 30. Watch the movie this week, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Tadlock told me to watch it. I never did. I was like, dude, I don't have the time. I'll get to it. And I watched it, and holy moly, It was great. It just solidified where I'm going. I'm sitting here right now with a smoothie consisting of... Well, I'll tell you what it's consisting of on the next show. It's Sam Crowley. It's great to be back. It's 2016, baby! Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag EveryDayIsSaturday.